Good evening, everyone. You'll open your eyes. You will see the way of escape. Because tonight, here at the Alpha location, Monrovia, and everywhere, all nations, all countries, all communities, everywhere we gather together, God is a faithful God. And he's going to make you escape from every danger, every disease, all deformity, anything in your life, small, great, long standing, or just now, escape. Help me shout, escape. Mine is only one voice. When thousands of voices join together and you shout, we escape, everybody escapes. Yeah. It's done in Jesus' name. Yeah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and love you. We praise your name. What a great, mighty God you are. Great is your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that tonight, everyone without exception, the man, the woman, the brother, the sister, the family, everyone, you escape in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight is so special. And what we consider tonight, especially for you, will bring an experience of escape in your life. I'm talking to you tonight on God's faithfulness in man's great escape. Now, let me read it again. God's faithfulness in my great escape. Your great escape. God's faithfulness. We just sang, great is the faithfulness, O God. Now, look at that word, faithfulness. On the one hand, faith. On the other hand, fullness. Faith, fullness. In the case of God, he is faithful. He is true. He is dependable. He fulfills his word because of his faithfulness. His promises are yes and amen. Because of his faithfulness, he answers prayer at the time we do, we pray. Because of his faithfulness in mercy, in love, in goodness, he satisfies all the good desires we have. For you, to you, the Lord is faithful tonight. Now, faith and fullness. It's your faith that attracts his fullness. It's your faith that brings his forgiveness. It's your faith that brings the freedom. It's your faith that brings the favor of heaven upon you. Let me put that another way. That word faith, F-A-I-T-H. What's faith? Faith is forgiveness and I together here. No doubt. Once you have faith in God, forgiveness and I together here. Here tonight, you'll get forgiveness. was faith, favor, and I together henceforth. You know, when you have faith in God, favor will follow you henceforth, anywhere, everywhere you go. Amen. Amen. Faith, what is faith? Faith is freedom, and I here. You know, when I have faith in God, when you have faith in God, there's no separation between you and the freedom, because faith is freedom, and I here, together here. What's faith? Is the fullness of God. Fullness, and I together here. The fullness of salvation. Say amen. Amen. The fullness of forgiveness. Full. There's nothing subtracted from it. Once we have faith, faith is fullness, and I together here. What's faith? Is the fullness of health, of healing, of miracle, of deliverance, fullness of dominion, and I were together here. Fullness will come to your side there. Amen. Together, fullness will abide with you. Amen. Together, the favor of God will abide with you. Miracle comes to you today because of God's faithfulness in man's great escape. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 13. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there has no temptation taking you. There has been no trial taking you. There has been no trauma taking you. There has been no sickness taking you. There has been no problem coming your way taking you. But such as is common to man. Common to man. Every challenge you have today, every trial you have today, every trauma you have today, somebody had had it since this GCK began. Come on, to everyone. And they got solution, you are going to have solution. They got healing, you are going to have healing. They had deliverance, you say me. You will have your own deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. You're thinking, this is terrible. This is awful. But there is nothing awful that is with you there, but it's common to all men. And it says, but God is faithful. God is trustworthy. God is dependable. God is the way maker. And God is the solution giver. God is faithful, who will not suffer you, allow you, permit you to be tempted, to be tried, to be suppressed, to be troubled above that ye are able. You are able tonight. Yeah. He will not allow that sickness that has no healing from him, he'll not allow it to come to you. Yeah. He'll not allow that sin that can never be forgiven, he will not allow that to come to you. Yeah. Everything that has come, God's faithfulness will take it away today. Yeah. And then it says, and look at this, and he will also make a way to a way to say it like everybody else. A way to for you escape tonight. Nobody can stop or hinder that escape. Congratulations tonight. You escape. You escape sin. You escape sickness. You escape, I don't know why, but Satan pinpoints some people and he runs after them. And you run and run. You look back, you're still running. And then you say, what can I do? This one coming behind me will outrun me. Catch me. And then all of a sudden, God makes a way of escape just for you. And he opens a door and you go in. Can Satan follow you? No. Because you enter by faith. And he doesn't have that faith. He just stands outside the gate of faith. And he puts the finger of regret on his lips. He's gone. You are gone. You have escaped. And then once you enter, the door is closed. You're on your way to heaven. He is on his way to hell. Your path will not cross. God's faithfulness in man's great escape. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, wherefore, my dearly beloved brethren, flee from idolatry. Thank you, Lord. I have fled. You have fled. And all the power of idolatry anywhere in any land will never catch up with you again. And that evil one from tonight, when your sins are forgiven from tonight, when your sicknesses are healed from tonight, when your blind eyes are open from tonight, when your deaf ears are unstopped from tonight, when you jump up out of that wheelchair, the devil will lose you forever. And you will lose the devil forever. And now you, faith is in your heart. Fullness of blessing, fullness, and I together here. You got it. I said you got it. Even if we don't preach now anymore tonight, you've got your escape. But I will still talk. Can I?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Three things we're looking at. 3 points. Number one is divine favor designing our great escape. Designed already. Made for you. I look at that thing and say, made in Japan. I don't want that one. I look at this, they say, made in China. I'm not looking for that now. And now I look at the escape, and they say, made in heaven. Made in heaven. It's designed for you. Escape is tailored to your size. It's tailored to your problem. Is tailored to your need, because there is divine favor that has designed your great escape. Look at number two. Number two is double forfeiture after a granted escape. Now, the devil cannot take your escape from you. He cannot take the favor of God from you. He cannot take the fullness of blessing. Cannot take away from you. But he can talk. You don't have to listen. He can whisper. You don't have to pay attention. But there are people that pay attention. A is talking, they listen. B is talking, they listen. S is talking, they listen. Everyone talking, they listen. And there are people that listen to that strange voice. He cannot take it from you. He will say, look at that thing. If you give that thing to me, I'll give you something else. And he is not going to take it from you. You will not lose your escape. But he talks and says, can I see that thing? Can I look at that thing? Can I examine that thing? You will not answer him. But the people who answer him, and they say, okay, come. You say you are going to give me something greater, something better, something more lasting. Okay, look at this. As he looks at it and gets it, he will not give it back to you again. So there are people that after a granted escape, they forfeit what they have got. But I look at your faces. You don't look like somebody who is going to lose what you are getting tonight. This healing you will keep. This salvation you will keep. This miracle you will keep. But I still need to tell you about the people that doubly forfeit what was granted to. Number three is the desirable fruitfulness. You will be fruitful. Amen. Your personal life, fruitful. Amen. Family life, fruitful. The desirable fruitfulness with gracious escape. Give me a good amen so I can continue. You are blessed. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at divine favor, designing our great escape. The story is in Genesis, and it's in Genesis chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 15. Some things had gone on before this time. God, with two angels, came down from heaven. He was going to look at Sodom, and he was going to bring judgment against Sodom. But before that, God told Abraham and said, Abraham, I'm going to do something in Sodom. I'm going to bring judgment on them. And Abraham said, God, can I talk to you? Of course, that's why I told you. He said, God, I have somebody there. His name, Lot, and he's living in Sodom. Why am I telling you that story? Jesus, greater than Abraham, he knows that judgment is coming upon Sodom, upon the world. But the Father had told Jesus, this is coming. And Jesus said, Father, can I talk to you? Of course, yes. That's why I told you, I have somebody there in the world. I have that boy, that daughter, I have him there. Who was Jesus talking about? Who was Jesus talking about? You, me. He said, that's the reason I went down there to die for them. And because Jesus is talking to the Father concerning you, you will escape. And so Abraham said, if you find 50 righteous people there, only 50, of course, I'll spare them. Abraham said, what if you find 40? What if you find 30? What if you find 20? What if you find 10? God said, Abraham, because of who you are to me, You are my friend, the friend of God. Because of that, if I find 10 people there, I will spare the whole of the land. If you come to Christ tonight, because of you, your whole family will escape. If you come to Christ tonight, because of Christ pleading for you and selecting you and choosing you, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me. Because of Christ choosing you, all the people around you, everyone, they will also escape. In one of the meetings we held, a blind child received his sight and then went to the other people, I can see, and through him he brought the other blind people, and now they can see. The miracle that will happen to you, all your loved ones, all the people around you, that's a miracle will happen unto them. And so Abraham finished the prayer and he left, and God went back to heaven, and those two angels went to Sodom. They were going to carry out the final sentence of judgment. And Lot saw those angels. You will see the provider of escape. Because Abraham prayed and had Lot in mind. And because Jesus prayed and he had you in mind. Look at this now. And when the morning arose, then the angels, they hasted Lot. Now God is more in a hurry to heal you than you are in a hurry to get healed. God is so much in a hurry to save you than you are even getting ready to be saved. And so Lot was he looking here and there, and the angels hastened him. Arise, take thy wife, salvation for you and for your wife. Salvation for you and for your husband. Salvation for you and for your whole family. Arise, take thy wife and thy daughters, thy two daughters, which are here. Which are here. Are you here now? I said, are you here now? Salvation has come. Healing has come. Deliverance has come. Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. You will not be consumed. You will not perish in the iniquity of the land. And then it says in verse 16, and while he lingered, the angels, the men, laid hold upon his hand. See the love of God. The city Sodom was about to be burnt up. And the angel said, haste, hurry. Take the decision now. He was still lingering. And then we're told, while he lingered, the angels held them. I hope we understand that. When the altar call is given for you to escape, and you're still not making up your mind, can I have a friend there that will hold that person and say, why are you lingering? The day of your escape is now, and you can give them a helping hand like the angels did and they escaped. Because tonight, nobody should miss the salvation of the Lord. Amen. While he lingered, there are times when, you know, if you're sick, whatever the disease, raise up your hand there and lay the other hand on yourself. And the fellow is still wondering, should I not? Can we have an angel of a friend there? A man, a woman, an usher, a counselor, the angel so close to that person and say, your healing is being announced and provided now. Why are you lingering? And then you help them hold their hand and put their hand up. Give me a good amen. Yeah. And then, as we pray and we say, in Jesus' name, we pray. You're a believer. You know that once we mention the name of Jesus, the healing has come. And you are the one to say, you couldn't see before, I'm going to stand at a distance. Look at me, you will see. That's the angel there. You couldn't stand before, give me your hand. And gently, you lift them up. And you do that in faith because they are lingering. And you are the angelic partner. Give me a good amen. Yeah. And then you lift them up. They say, wonderful, strength has come to my knee, to my ankle. And then the short leg has grown out because this angel here, that angel there, helped them and lifted them up. Miracles are going to flow tonight. Yeah. And then it says that Lord being merciful, and God has not changed. His mercy is here today. Yeah. Merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, brought him out. He escaped, and he set him without outside the city. Look at verse 17. In verse 17, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape, I'm waiting for you, escape for thy life. Your earthly life, escape for thy life. Happy life, escape for thy life. A protected, preserved life, escape for thy life. For the life beyond the earth, eternal life, escape for thy life. For the life of God in man, escape for thy life. And then it says, as you escape for thy life, it says, and look not behind thee. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape, escape, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. God has done everything he should do, and now it is yours to escape. Why did all that happen? Why did Lot escape? Why did the daughters escape? Look at verse 29. In verse 29, And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. His prayer that God remembered Abraham, not the works that Lot had done, not the goodness in the hand of Lot, not the good life of Lot, but because of Abraham. God remembered Abraham and Lot escaped, you know, because of what Jesus has done. God remembers Calvary. That's why tonight you are going to escape. God remembers Christ. He bore your pain. He bore your punishment. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because of you. And you are here today, not how you feel, not saying, I paid all my dues in our church. No, not because of that. Could my tears forever flow? And could my zeal no longer know? All these for sin cannot atone. Thou and thou alone must save. Thank God, I'm thanking God for you. I said I'm thanking God for you. You are forgiven tonight, you are set free tonight, you are saved tonight, because God remembered his only begotten Son. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. On the third day, he rose again. And God always remember that, because what Jesus did is unforgettable. Because of that, you escape tonight. Because of that, I escape tonight. Say it for yourself. Divine favor designed for you, for your great escape. Look at number two here. Number two, we're looking at double forfeiture after a granted escape. I was telling you the story, and you know the story yourself perhaps. The angels laid hands on Lot, on the wife of Lot, and on the two daughters, and told them, 1, 2, 3, 4, all of them, the mind of God, the plan of God is that Lot and the wife and the two daughters who are here will be saved. That everyone that has come here, no exception, that's why you came. And Christ is looking at you and is saying, this blessing of escape belongs to you. But remember what they had been told in Genesis chapter 19, verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth, brought them out abroad, that he, the angel, said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Why? Oh, because there were a lot of things they had in Sodom. And the angel said, don't look behind. Okay, I bought all the things that I had in Sodom. God will give you more than you had in the past. Oh, we don't need them. The food of yesterday is already stale. We don't need to go back to get that. God will give you better food. It's ahead of you. The friends we had in Sodom that were pulling us down, don't look back to them. Now you are going to have Jesus, the greatest of all friends, and whatever all those friends of the past could have done for you, Jesus will do 100-fold for you. You'll be in the fellowship of children of God, saints of God, and all the help you could have had in the past ahead of you from today. Now, think about this. I am now your prayer partner. Jesus is now your Savior. And the abundance of the Lord, the abundance of Calvary is now for you. Why will you look back? That's why they told them, look not behind thee. Escape. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou. In all this plain, the word came again. Escape. Then it says, to the mountain. We're escaping to the mountain top of joy. Yeah. Mountain top of provision. Yeah. Mountain top of cleaner air. Yeah. Lest thou be consumed. The plan of God is that they will not be consumed. The design of God is that they, none of them, will perish. The design of God for you, the plan of God for you, is that you will not perish. You will not be consumed. But surprisingly, look at verse 26, surprise, great surprise of that day. The great surprise of this day. The great surprise of every day. It says, but his wife looked back. Madam, why are you looking back? After all, everything you're looking back to is in flames. Looking back, what can you get? Nothing. Looking back, if you go back, your husband is not looking back or going back, you lose your husband. If you look back, your daughters are not looking back. Going back with you, you lose your daughters. If you look back, the pilgrims to heaven, the people who know they have mansions in heaven, they will not look back from you. You are going to lose a lot. That's why I have decided to follow Jesus, no looking back. Say it for yourself. I have decided. Everybody, I have decided to follow Jesus, no looking back, no going back, no sliding back. Look at this woman. It says the wife looked back from behind him. That's the problem. That is the problem. That is the problem. We should go side by side. We should be together. As we're going, I look like this, I can see your face. As we're going, you look like this, you can see my face. You are not behind. The woman was dragging behind. Her mind, her thoughts, was thinking of something. Not everything that glitters is gold. Hurry up. Come to the side of the man that is escaping. As we're together, you by my side, I by your side, and we're going to Zion. We're going to the glorious city. I will not be lost. You will not be lost. And then from behind him, she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. A pillar of life gone. I said it's a double forfeiture. Number one, she forfeited the earth. The earth, she was looking back to, she forfeited that. And she forfeited heaven. Double forfeiture. She forfeited the life that now is. And she forfeited the life, the world to come. She forfeited all the mansions they built in Sodom. She forfeited the mansion of splendor in heaven. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for who? For who? Praise God, you have a beautiful mansion in heaven, and you've never seen anything like that on earth. But she forfeited the mansion on earth, and she forfeited the mansion in heaven. Now, when he came out of the hall of Chaldees, Abraham came out with them, with Lot and with his wife. And what a delight to always look at Abraham and see Abraham. And Abraham is in the bosom of the Father in heaven. But this woman, instead of going on and going on to see Abraham there, she lost sight of Abraham on earth, and she's missing fellowship with Abraham in heaven. I will not miss the fellowship of the saints in heaven. You will not look back. I will not look back. The Lord bless you abundantly. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and they drank and they bought and they sold, they planted, they builded. Verse 29, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it says it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, from above, and destroyed them all. Look at verse 30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The saints of God will go marching in, will leave all temptations behind, all trials behind, all tears behind, all oppression behind, all hunger behind, and the saints of God go marching in. And you know, I'll be there. Look for me, look for me, look for me on that day when the Son of Man is revealed and the saints of God go marching in. I'll be looking for you. I'll find you there. I'll find you there. Now, look at verse 32. In verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Why? So that I will not be like Lot's wife. I will not be like Lot's wife. The angel holding your hand, the grace of God holding your hand, the Spirit of God holding your hand, saying, up, up to the mountaintop. And you, everything that you look back inside you, the Lord purge it away from your life tonight in Jesus' name. We're coming to number three now. Number three, we're looking at the desirable fruitfulness with the gracious escape. Gracious escape. Look at it now. You are going to begin to bear fruit from today. Yeah. the fruit of salvation, the fruit of healing, the fruit of health, the fruit of deliverance, the fruit of dominion. You will be a fruit-bearing branch in the tree of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 37, reading from verse 31. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped. Oh, we are here again. The remnant that is escaped. Is the remnant here tonight? You are there. You will bear fruit. That escape shall again take root downwards and bear fruit upward. Downward, your root will be in Christ. Your root will be in the rock of ages. And then fruit. 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 You'll bear that fruit in Jesus' name. Look at this in verse 32. In verse 32, it says, for out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. The zeal of the Lord, not my effort, not your effort, not our good works, not our crying, not our feeling. The zeal of the Lord will do this. The zeal of the Lord will give you salvation. Amen. Give you healing. Amen. Give you deliverance. Amen. Give you miracle. Amen. The zeal of the Lord shall perform this tonight in your life. Now, Christ has made the way of escape. And now he tells you, arise, get off from perishing Sodom and move on. And you must take the decision now, and you decide, I'll follow Jesus, I'll believe in Jesus, and my sins are forgiven. Say that. I believe in Jesus. My sins are forgiven. Say it well. I believe in Jesus. My sicknesses are all healed. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The way of escape, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, the true way to life. The way of escape is before you now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and all your sins will be forgiven. As bowed and eyes closed, you're believing on the Lord Jesus Christ now to escape the judgment that is coming upon the world. Where are you? Raise up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God is blessing you tonight. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Anywhere you are, here at the Alpha location, anywhere you are, online, anywhere you are, in any nation, Christ has shown and has made the way of escape known. And it is you now, it is for you now to say, yes, I believe. Raise up that hand. If you are raising up your hand, please stand up. Please stand up. Nobody has an excuse to perish here tonight. Nobody has an excuse to be burnt for Sodom and Gomorrah here tonight. When you have the favor of God offered to you, your faith says, favor and I here together, together here. You stand up, I'm praying for you now. All your sins will be forgiven. Say amen. All the condemnation, all the damnation, everything will be taken away. Say amen. Raise up that hand and stand up. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Your faithfulness reaches unto the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches unto every generation. And this, counting on your faithfulness, leaning on your faithfulness, they are standing up now for the forgiveness of every sin they ever committed in their lives. Lord, I pray in your faithfulness, forgive them in Jesus' name. Your faithfulness gives freedom. And Lord, I pray for everyone without exception, that you set them free from all the habits of Sodom and Gomorrah. Set them free from all the entanglements of Sodom and Gomorrah in Jesus' name. Set them free from the bondage of sin, from the habit of sinfulness. Set them free from the action of daily sinfulness against you. As you forgive them and you set them free, I pray that every yoke of sin you break from their lives. Lord, write their names in your book of life. They will not die, they will live. They will have life. Life everlasting. Life eternal. Life in godliness. Lord, thank you. Confirm it, Lord, in every life. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen of affirmation. Another amen of assurance. The final amen of accomplishment. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are coming to you right there. And we call on our moderating overseer tonight to help us during this period. And after we finish this one, everyone will escape sickness, disease, and you are going to get to the mountaintop of healing and health.
Congratulations. The decision you took tonight to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ to escape from the hold of sin is the most glorious decision anyone can take on earth. And believe in the prayer of the servant of God. You have said a loud amen, and so it is. The Lord has saved you. So give all the informations. The counselors are near. You keep on standing until they get to you, please. It won't take time. And counselors, please, let's move fast. They are standing. And let's take all the necessary informations. The names, preferably in capital letters. And the phone numbers, let's please check that the digits are complete. Rejoice in the decision that you have made. What God said he would do, he had done. For those who give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, they are saved, believe that it is done. You have escaped from the hold and the power of sin, and you will not forfeit it in Jesus' name. Please, let's reach other parts of the stands where we have some few people scattered here and there. Let's just collect the needful informations. It's no preaching time. The preaching has been done. The miracles are coming, don't worry. More miracles are coming. But for now, let's please deal with this very swiftly. Already the decisions have been made, and the need to be fruitful has been well explained. You'll be fruitful. Based on your decisions, you'll be fruitful. The rest of us, just bow down your heads and begin to pray unto the Lord. No, it's a night of double blessing. Freedom from sin, and then freedom from all consequences of sin. Escape from sin, escape from all consequences of sin. Keep on praying. Your escape shall be complete. Please, when you are through with those who just made decisions, they may sit down so that we know you have finished with them. If the counselors had finished with you, please sit down so that we can know those who have not been attended to. Counselors, please check the phone numbers, check the addresses very well, that they are traceable. And while you have sat down as somebody who made a decision tonight, thank God for the decision you made and the other things that you need to escape from. He that made you to escape from sin definitely will make you to escape from all the consequences of sin. No matter how long they may have been there, and no matter how seemingly grievous they may have been, there's great escape for you tonight. Please, supervisors, you please wave to us if you have finished in your own area. Those who are still standing, I suppose they are ushers and not people that made decisions. And they stand up there. If we are finished, we should please wave our hands to us so that we know that you are through there. Where we are still attending to the people, let's make it faster, but let's be thorough, let's be detailed. And we that are online, connecting through television, our personal phones, and in all other locations, let's please follow the whole thing too. You will see some. You see something below on the screen. Please follow through with that and register. Where you are alone and there are no counselors with you, just follow through with the link there. As you work on it, you will see how to complete the form and give all the necessary details required. And everywhere too, let's be praying, because great things will happen again tonight. I said, great things will happen again tonight. We are still waiting for us. If we are finished, just wave. Wave to us. I can see the waving from directly in front of the pulpit here. But over there at the grandstand. Okay. At the far grandstand up there to the left of the state box. I'm not seeing any waving there. Please, let's wave if we are finished. Okay, I can see one. Does that represent everything there that we finished there too? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The moment we are getting into now, rise up on your feet, please. The moment we are getting into now is the great escape moment. Are you there? Great escape moment in Jesus' name.
Amen. You escape sickness. Escape disease, yes. And you escape that long-standing suffering in your life, yes. Right now. Yes. Who is escaping now? Yes. Raise up that hand. Let the other hand where you are, the challenge. The name of Jesus provides escape from every sickness. And when you hear that name, you are healed. Yes. I said you are healed. Yes. Raise up the hand now. Lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Father, in Jesus' name, yes. We praise you for your faithfulness. Yes. You will never fail. Yes. You will not disappoint anyone. Therefore, Lord, we pray everywhere now, here, online, everywhere, manifest your love, your power, your healing, your deliverance on everyone in Jesus' name. That brain problem, take it away. Blindness, take it away. Deafness, take it away. Dumbness, take it away. Goiter, take it away. Elephantiasis, take it away. Fibroid, take it away. Is your blood dry up? HIV AIDS, you are healed. Cancer, you are healed. Ulcer, you are healed. Pain at the back, pain at the waist, take it away in Jesus' name. Those who could not bench, the stiffness is taken away from you now. Now you can bench, you can stand, you can walk. All those who are on crutches, Lord, give them strength, healing in their feet, that the crutches would not be needed anymore. And those on the wheelchair, Lord, I pray, let your power operate in their lives now. Make them rise up and walk. Everywhere, to the right, to the left, to the center, to the back, at the gallery, everywhere, healing everywhere. Online, healing everywhere. Those on radio, healing everywhere. Those on the television, healing everywhere. Miracle in your body right there. Deliverance for you right there. And what had pegged you down, pinned you down for years, now you are set free. You have escaped. Lord, confirm it in every life. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. You've got it.